Apologizing has never really been easy. Just to say those words, that phrase, "I am sorry," is not as easy as we always assume it to be. Sometimes you just have to climb mountains just to get yourself to a point where you say, "I am sorry." Why is it so difficult for many of us to apologize? And many relationships could have been saved had it been for an apology. Well, welcome to It's All About Family right here on the Kwalita FM podcast, the podcast that comes to you from the city of Pretoria, South Africa. This is a podcast that focuses on family life issues. Well, today we just want to get into our three-part series where we look at ways and steps on how to apologize. And we are going to be looking at the example of Jacob and Esau from the book of Genesis chapter 32 and 33. That about 15 things that we just want to learn right there on how to apologize. My name is Thamsanqa Insizwa Yakwachuma, and I'm your host, and I'm a father, I'm a husband, I'm a family life speaker, and I am a radio presenter on the Adventist World Radio. So I just love a family. And I've just been thinking of late, you know, about the issue of apologizing. Why is it so difficult? Why is it so difficult? But we will learn a lot of things from this three-part series that we're going to go into. So if you get a chance, please read the whole chapter of Genesis chapter 32 and Genesis chapter 33. There you will get the gist of the lesson that we want to learn, the issue of apologizing. You know, sometimes it's so difficult for a husband to apologize to his wife, or a wife to apologize to a husband, or a boyfriend to apologize to his girlfriend. So step number one, how does one apologize? How does one apologize? And if you go to the book of Genesis, chapter 32, Jacob is on his way back to his father's land. And verse 3 says, "And Jacob sent messengers before him to Esau, his brother, unto the land of Seir, the country of Edom. And he commanded them, saying, This shall ye speak unto my lord Esau. Thy servant Jacob saith thus, I have sojourned with Laban and stayed there until now. And I have oxen and asses, flocks and men servants, women servants, and I have sent to tell my Lord that I may find grace in thy sight." May the good Lord bless the reading of his word. Number one, Jacob sends a message. The message is to alert Esau that he is coming. The message is a message of also humility. He says, "Thy servant." He wants to indicate to Esau that I'm lower than you. Me having the blessing does not make me higher than you. He humbles himself. Number one, if you want to apologize, initiate the apology. Initiate the apology. If it is difficult, get somebody to open the way for you. Get somebody to get the discussions rolling or the talk rolling. Number two, and I'm not going to the next point, but I'm talking about the lessons about the verse that we've just read. Jacob then says, "I have made servants." He says, "I've men servants, women servants, I've got asses, I've got cows." And what he's saying is, "I'm not here to take or ask for anything from you, but I'm here to reconcile with you." So he's just making it clear what his purpose, what the purpose of the message is all about. Always be clear what it is that you want to achieve when you're about to enter into an apology, or you want to say, "I am sorry." Just make it clear. "I'm here so that we can reconcile. I want us to talk so that I can apologize." Because Jacob says that I may find grace. He says that I may find grace in thy sight. When you look at me, you look at me with eyes that say grace, that say I'm giving you kindness, I'm giving you a second chance. This is what Jacob is saying. So as you ask for an apology, you are saying to the person that you want to apologize to, "I want us to talk so that you may find grace in your eyes, that you may forgive me, that I might extend my apology to you." So it's always quite important to be clear as to what you want to achieve. Number two, quite important lessons that we're going to be learning about apologizing. Now, when Jacob has sent his servants, they come back and say, "Your brother is coming to meet you with four 100 men. Then the Bible says, then Jacob was greatly afraid and distressed. He divided the people that was with him and the flocks and the herds and the camels into two bands. When you're about to go into a position of asking for an apology, protect those that may be harmed by your conflict with whomever you are in conflict with. Protect them, keep them safe. Try and make sure that their emotions and their mental well-being is taken care of. And that is what Jacob does. But I also want us to realize that trying to reconcile with someone does not mean that there is no fear, does not mean that there are no concerns. There are concerns, there are worries. Having a strategy as to how to apologize does not mean that there is an absence of fear. The presence of fear is to be acknowledged, but we will soon find out what Jacob did. But it's important to protect those that might be affected by this conflict. And so Jacob divides his camp, his family, into two parts so that they are protected. If one does not survive, the other survives, because Esau did not know that there were two camps. He would have thought that there was one camp. And the next point, before you go into an apology, Jacob in verse 9 of chapter 32, and Jacob said, O God of my father Abraham and God of my father Isaac, the Lord which saidest unto me, return unto thy country and to thy kindred, I will deal well with thee. I am not worthy of the least of all the mercies. Then he says in verse 11, deliver me, I pray, from the hand of my brother, from the hand of Esau, for I fear him, lest he will come and smite me and the mother with the children. So number three, pray about your fears. Pray about your worries to the Lord about what you're about to embark on. Jacob acknowledges that the Lord has instructed him to go back to the land of his fathers. But he also then says, Lord, I'm afraid that Esau will smite me and smite my family. So always go to the Lord. Pray to the Lord about your concerns, about how it is that you want the Lord to assist you in your apology to the other person. What is it that you are afraid of? What is it that you're afraid might happen eventually? If this apology, if this purpose of reconciliation is not reached. And number four, lesson number four, Jacob prays that the Lord may talk to Esau. Jacob prays that the Lord may talk to Esau. And in a dream that night, the Lord spoke to Esau. As you want to embark on a journey of apology and reconciliation, always ask the Lord to talk to the person whom you're in conflict with, and you want the Lord to open the path and the way with them. It's always quite key and important that you involve the Lord in the process and in the process of wanting to have an apology. And lesson number five, where we will end today, Jacob does not end in the process of just talking to the Lord about Esau. He spends the whole night talking to God. In actual fact, he spends the whole night wrestling with God. And in our next segment, we will find out why the wrestling. What did it mean for them? And I just want to say, apologizing to somebody is not easy. But you've got to plan out your apology. You've got to have a strategy. And above all, you've got to involve God in your apology. You've got to acknowledge your God as you go about in the journey of apologizing. Asking for forgiveness is not easy. But let me close by saying, we ask for forgiveness for about three reasons. Number one, we ask for forgiveness because when we ask for forgiveness or when we apologize, it means that we value the relationship that we have. Number one, so what asking for an apology means that you value the relationship, and therefore you want the value of the relationship not to be diminished by the quarrel that you have with the person. Number two, you ask for forgiveness because you want your relationship with this person to go back or even improve from where it was to another level. You want your relationship to improve. So in essence, you want the value of your relationship with this person to increase. This is why we ask for forgiveness. Number three, we ask for forgiveness because it glorifies God when people see us, those that were once in conflict, reconciling one to another. Reconciliation gives glory to God because people then ask, what drove you to apologize? And then you say, for the love of Christ constraineth me. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the value. It is all about family right here on the Kolide FM podcast. The name is Thamsanqa Okatshuma. You can always follow us on our social media platforms. You can find us on Instagram, you can find us on X, and you can find us on Facebook, or you can always listen to our podcast on the Spotify app. That's where you can find us. Until we meet again next time on episode 2, where we look at this the strategy of asking for forgiveness from the story of Jacob and Esau. Ciao.